Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Lion King's getting remade. It is, they remade it. It's live action, but it's not really live action. We know.
Maybe it hasn't been entirely remade yet. Maybe they're frantically working on it right now.
It's entirely possible.
There's some guy being like, I just can't give these lines a facial expression of any kind. I'm trying so hard. And Favreau's like,
Is it Favreau? It's Favreau.
He's got a chair and a whip, exactly. And he's like, you will get them to emote it in some way. You know?
That might be it.
Now I've got to go be on the Chef Show.
Have you seen that show yet?
I've seen some of the Chef
Show. Heard good things.
It's pretty good. It's
Gwyneth
fun.
Paltrow didn't know she was in Spider-Man or whatever.
That's wild.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's too busy selling garbage to idiots. Anyway, The Lion King.
Yeah.
We're back to talk about it because in this ongoing series called Mason hasn't seen any Disney classic films from the 90s or even before or after. So we're doing each of them individually before the live action remake comes out.
Mm.
That's what this is called. Notoriously, Mason hates Disney films, the ones that he has seen.
I don't. Is that true?
Didn't hate Aladdin, hated Dumbo.
Hated Dumbo.
Yeah.
So we're up to speed.
Okay, so this, The Lion King, it's the highest grossing film of 1994 the world over. Beloved by all. Artists created over a million drawings to bring it to life. It's Gregory Peck's favourite animated film and the first Disney movie to include a fart. That's true. That's a true fact.
Huh.
Will you fly in the face of all these things of The Lion King? Is it the greatest movie ever told in story?
No, it sucks.
What the fuck are you talking
what
about?
Do you think? What do you think of this
it's
movie?
It's incredible.
Is it?
It's an incredible film.
I'm incredulous that you think it's incredible. Did you rewatch it? Because
I've watched it like five times this year.
Okay, but when did you watch it most recently?
Probably like a week ago.
Okay, well, I've watched it more recently than you. And so I claim authority on this since I say I didn't care for it.
What about
it's
this?
It's schmaltzy. It's not funny. I hated the voice acting. I hated both versions of Simba. I hated young Simba and Matthew Broderick Simba.
Okay, that's
He's profoundly
thing.
Unlikable,
that's
I think.
That's one thing I can agree on you with. I don't think Matthew Broderick is a good adult representation of Simba.
Okay, but what do you think of Simba the character?
He's
annoying, and then he leaves, and you're like, good. And then he's back, and you're
Did
like...
Did you think he was going to leave and not return?
I hoped. But I didn't believe, obviously. And then he's back, and they're like, yay, this wiener who left can finally lead us. Get somebody else.
But that's not how it works in Lion King society.
But that's the thing, is that it's lion society.
Yeah.
But they're very... The problem is it's lion society, but they're also intelligent, like, human beings.
Yeah,
they've
got those traits.
They're making
One of them's British, the bird.
They're making jokes about, oh, we'll turn him into a rug, or like, oh, we'll get the lion's share of this. And then it's like, but we can't... Only the mad lion can be the leader of the lions. Get somebody else. Get Nala to do it.
Well, that in the sequel,
yes,
that's what happens.
Good.
Simba's daughter takes over.
Because Simba sucks. Is it called The Lion King 2? Is it called The Lion King 2 because Simba sucks? Get someone else because Simba sucks? What do you think about that?
Well, look, okay, here's one thing I do like about Simba.
Yes.
They modelled Simba's hair on John Bon Jovi's hair at the time. Not his 80s perm. Mm-hmm. Remember his sweet big mullet that he used to
sport?
Yeah,
I do.
If you look at the film clip for Bon Jovi's Always, mm-hmm. that's what they're going for here. Mm. Surely you can at least appreciate the animation in this movie.
It's Surely. Fine.
What are you talking about? It was absolutely ground. I know it's like a 25-year-old movie,
mm-hmm.
but groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah, but look, I'll concede some sequences are pretty exciting. Like, mm-hmm. like maybe like the Stampede looks pretty good.
Well, the Stampede is that thing we were talking about when we talked about Aladdin. It's a combination of CGI and hand-drawn animation. Like that took 3 years to like create this new kind of technology to get like 100 wildebeest to run on screen at one time and make them look like they're cel-shaded or whatever. Now you can, you know.
Yeah, there's a Snapchat filter for it. Fine. You just like, look, I'll be in chase by wildebeest. You know? It's so slow, this movie.
Really?
It only goes for 90 minutes, but it's so slow.
It moves at a clip.
It does it.
What are you talking about?
You know
about?
What? The first 4.5 minutes goes forever. I think it
the opening shot where they come in.
Yeah, where the kid's born. I think it just...
Well, I mean, you've seen that though, right? So that's why, is it boring to you?
No, I've never seen it for all the way through. Or 4.5. Just
that's all they released as the trailer. I mean, they did it recently, but at the time, in the early 90s, that's what they released, having only done like a third of the film. And then they were like, oh shit, everybody loves this.
Wow.
And how are we going to live up to it? And
well, you would have seen me in a movie theater in 1993 going, oh God, when will it end?
This was also famously like Disney's B team, because the A team was doing Pocahontas.
The A team were fleeing the government for a crime they didn't commit. That's what they were doing.
Is that
doing.
Why Pocahontas turned out the way it did?
Yes.
Look, I'm not a fan of Pocahontas. I will not defend that movie. I know there are defenders.
They were like trying to finish the cells for John Smith or whatever, and they're like, "BA, we gotta go. Get in the van."
What about this though?
We're going to shoot a guy in a Jeep, and then the Jeep's going to fall off a bridge and everybody's going to be fine.
They're okay.
Yeah, they were okay.
The father-son stuff. Now, as a father myself, that's something that I can definitely appreciate. But you have a father.
Correct, yes.
And you've no doubt seen a kid that you're somewhat fond of.
Yeah.
You know some kids. You know my kid.
And also I was required to, you know, be the next member of the royal family to take the crown. But guess what? You don't have to fulfill your destiny if you don't want to.
It's how a bloody monarchy in this fake lion society works.
Right.
I don't know what you want from it.
They should have got someone with skills and who's not an idiot.
Sure. And I can appreciate that. What about the father-son stuff when Mufasa is killed? Did you feel anything?
I'm thinking back. I'm looking inside.
He's trying to wake up his dad. He's like, come on, dad, get up. You've been murdered. But I need you. You said you'd always bloody hang. We'd hang out together.
No, see, it kind of felt forced and schmaltzy to me.
Oh my God, Mason, yeah. What are you even saying?
Yeah, that's right.
But is he right? Is it I that is crazy?
Yeah.
Is it me? Is it billions of people who enjoy this movie?
Maybe it is. Yeah. I stand up to those billions of people, I will fight them.
What about when Mufasa returns? Yes. To give Simba the talking to?
He's in the clouds.
He rolls in, gives him a talking to. He's like, listen, you need to be more responsible and be less like Ferris Bueller and more like your character.
The other kid, Cameron?
Yeah.
You need to be more like Cameron. Put the Ferrari back. Yeah. Come on, man.
None of that.
It was all right.
The hyenas. Anything.
But also, like, what do you need magic? You need a magic visitation from your dead dad to get your ass in a gear?
Yeah.
That's the mark of a bad leader. Because statistically speaking, that wasn't going to happen, was it?
I mean, probably not. Don't you think he would have come to that realization? Also, he was gaslit into leaving by Scar.
Yeah.
He thought that he'd murdered his father or contributed to it. He didn't leave because he was like, oh, I suck. Bleh.
Yeah.
And he left.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in an early version of the story, he was going to be like, first of all, it was like baboons versus lions. That was like the original idea.
Oh, not hyenas versus lions. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And Scar was a baboon and Rafiki was a cheetah or whatever. It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. But, and Simba was just like a slovenly idiot who has to like, you know, rally and get abs.
Yeah. Look, I get that. But also that plot line just sort of fizzled at the end because they're like, why did you leave all those years ago? And he's like, because I killed my father. And then Scar's like, actually, I killed your father. And then Simba's like, actually, Scar killed my father. And Scar's like, yeah, I did done do it, actually. And then they're like, all right, well, I guess Simba's the king.
Let's all fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Irons. But voice actors in general. We got Jeremy Irons doing Scar.
Jeremy Irons,
He has a great song about being a Nazi.
He sure does.
Surely you appreciate it.
What's weird about that scene, though, is that there's a lot of explosions and lava.
Yeah.
And then we never come back to the explosions and lava cave.
I think it's more like symbolism and things like
symbolism.
Symbolism, very good. Mm. I remember watching this film with my grandpa
on
VHS after it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the Nazi stuff and he's like, ha! And I think it's because he killed a lot of Nazis in real life.
Right.
Like, a lot. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know how many. Anyway, that's not really relevant, is it?
No, I think it's very relevant.
Okay, thank you. What? Okay, the voice of Mufasa, James Earl Jones, is returning.
That's
the
right.
The only returning voice actor from this movie.
Was Broderick busy?
No, but he's still not coming back. They've got Donald Glover.
All right.
Who would you prefer? I mean, realistically.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
Yeah, and they didn't get also Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who voiced Kid Simba. He's also not coming back.
Is he busy?
Not because he's...
Okay. All right.
He's got enough money.
Okay, right.
I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got that bloody Tim Allen money.
He's got that, exactly.
Mm. I'm with you on the Matthew Broderick thing, because Mufasa has this deep baritone voice, and he's this commanding leader, and he's fair and heroic and strong, and he's got great hair. Maybe not Bon Jovi hair. Maybe something a bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, by comparison, even the voice of Simba is just like, blech. This? Yeah,
well, exactly. Yeah. He's kind of like a... I don't know, maybe he'll grow into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He doesn't. Matthew Broderick does return for The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, actually. And so does Neve Campbell.
Was she Nala?
No.
Okay, right.
But Neve Campbell does pop up, yeah. Surely you must recognise, like, the stylistic choices for the animation. You know, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. They changed, like, the backgrounds to a whole lot of African patterns. They got real lions in studios to, like, walk about so they could, like, mimic their movements.
And did anybody get mauled?
They took a trip to Africa.
They did that with Dumbo as well.
Yeah.
Strike two.
This is...
Strike three.
These aren't...
The first strike was all the other things I said. The second strike was they did a thing that they did in Dumbo.
These aren't
even... Third strike, this movie's cancelled.
It's clearly not cancelled. How dare you even say such a thing?
Look, I kind of like... That's pretty fun. I appreciate that. What do you think of the songs?
The songs are great.
What about compared to Aladdin?
Better. I think there's... Well, no, maybe not better, but I think there's more...
Good songs. I've introduced some doubt into James's mind.
There's more good and iconic. There's more iconic songs in this than there is in Aladdin.
I don't think there
and
is.
I really like Aladdin because I think every song in this is an absolute banger, and for different reasons.
Oh yes,
like you got your opening. Lebo M is like an African composer. They got in. They got Hans Zimmer to do the instrumental. Elton John and Tim Rice did the lyric-y, music-y ones. Together, like the Can You Feel the Love Tonight and probably another one or whatever.
Circle I don't like Life, Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
No, that's probably like my least favourite. Well, Elton John, it was actually taken out and Nathan Lane sung it, like the Timon and Pumbaa sung it together. And Elton John saw it and he's like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, get rid of this.
Two male animals singing together? I won't have it. Elton John says, no, 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 no.
Yeah, so that's... So that's what happened there. I'd say that's probably the weakest song.
Mm.
But even then, like that song, I think I won like numerous awards and topped the charts and everything like that.
It's all about awards, is it?
No, it's not all about awards. Because I don't think it's the best song, but I don't think you can just go, nah, no good. I just don't think...
Watch me. You ready?
Yes.
Nah, no good.
I don't know what's happened here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can watch this and just feel nothing and just dismiss it entirely.
I just think it's schmaltzy. It's sincere and I don't think the jokes land.
Like Timon and Pumbaa, the Rowan Atkinson. What are we talking about? The hyenas, Whoopi Goldberg.
Get me started on the hyenas.
Why? What's wrong with them?
They're just, I don't hate them as characters. As characters and people.
People ask this question and there is actually an answer, but you know Scar's name is Scar. What is that?
Why is he?
He used to have a different name. Apparently, Mufasa gave him the scar, so that's probably why.
I think they're brothers, right?
They're brothers. Yeah. Some of the creators say that they're not brothers, that they're not related, but then other people say that they actually are. They grew up together. It's probably that thing, though. Yeah.
What was his name prior to that?
Can't remember.
No
Let me
scar.
Look it up just quickly. What did you say? No scar.
No scar.
Taka. There you go.
Great. What a revelation.
Anyway, so you're saying this is not a good movie.
I'm not saying it's not a good movie. I'm just saying...
It sounds like that's what you're saying. You're cancelling it. You're dismissing it.
I haven't cancelled it yet.
You're saying Elton John doesn't want to see two men sing at each other.
Elton John was saying that.
Was he?
Yes. I'm saying it was fine. Like with Aladdin, I'm like, man, I should have seen this a lot earlier. This was a ton of fun.
Hilarious, you said.
This, The Lion King, was not a ton of fun to me.
So what about you coming up like with the new one? You're obviously less excited to see another version of this, right?
Not necessarily. Might be better.
Maybe it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the way this went. This is unbelievable.
Well, how did you think it was going to go?
That you'd like it on some level, I guess. That you'd be like, look, there's some things I didn't like, but I really like this particular aspect of it.
I don't even really like the Timon and Pumbaa pairing.
Mm.
Like, I don't think they're a great combination.
No?
No.
Too sassy, too sweet? What's going on there? Too grubby?
Yes, that's it. It's the grubbiness. There should have been regular bath scenes.
What I like about those guys as well, like, they stand for nothing, right?
So they'll fall for anything.
Exactly. And then when Simba's like, listen, I gotta go back and kill a lion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, listen, we don't really believe in anything or want to do anything, but we're gonna stand with you on this. So even though they're flighty and grubby, they're still like, hey, we're mates. Don't worry about it.
Oh, they'll stand by their friend.
It's a good message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have stood by Simba, though?
Yeah, probably could have got someone else to lead the lion. But that's not how it works in this lion society. There were too many hyenas. Yeah, they should have just, like, ripped his throat out when he slept. They should have done
that. Absolutely.
Because they all sleep around him anyway, I assume.
That's very true.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage.
You know what they could have done? You know what Scar could have done?
Yeah.
Just killed him there and there. Like, years ago.
Well, that was his plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't want to do it himself because he's a coward. Just like people who don't like this movie.
I think I'm the bravest one here, if I'm quite honest.
What do people think of The Lion King, though? Is Mason right? Am I crazy? Is he crazy? Am I crazy? Who's crazy? I don't know. Anyway, we do Caravan of Garbage every Tuesday.
Maybe the answer's somewhere in the middle.
It may just
it's
be.
It's not. You're crazy.
We do,
the viewer.
Whoa!
That's right.
It's pointing right at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do videos here every Sunday.
It's in 3D.
That's right.
It's coming at you.
We do videos every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We've got an upcoming episode on The New Lion King. Will Mason be turned around on this whole franchise? It remains to be seen.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
Yeah.
If I liked the bad live-action remake of something.
If it's bad. We just don't know.
We don't know
point.
Yet, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
Oh, I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. Yeah, let me know what you think about The Lion King and what you think about how I think of The Lion King.
At me. I want to see this as well.
Yes, please do.
I want to see which way this goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But really that unbelievable?
Nah,
based on what you know about me.
Not knowing your terrible personality, no.
See, there you go. Perfect.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.